The world's economy is not growing as fast as many had hoped. The IMF revised its global growth forecast in 2013 to just a little over 3%, down from earlier projections of 3.3%. IMF chief economist Olivier Blanchard says the revisions are based on several factors.
The main effect really comes from the slowdown in emerging market economies, but we also are revising down the euro area forecast.
Global demand for goods and services has declined, especially in Europe, where a debt crisis and tough austerity measures have produced the longest economic slump in the 17-nation Eurozone's history. Peter McGuire is Asia market strategist at Baxter FX.
It's not surprising. And when you think about what's, as far as global demand, that seems to be softening. And of course, with Europe in the position that it's been in, and it's just protracted, you know, slowness to a point of nearly negative growth across the whole, you know, the whole zone.
It's a vicious circle. Reduced demand has slowed growth in faster growing economies, particularly in the so-called BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. Blanchard says that has repercussions for advanced economies.
If, for example, growth in BRICS was to go down by 2% relative to what we predict, then the effect on the U.S., for example, would be 0.5%. So it matters.
The IMF has lowered expectations for U.S. growth, even though recent housing and employment data suggest slow but steady progress. Steady enough, say some analysts, for the Federal Reserve to scale back on monetary policies that have kept long-term interest rates at record lows. Although rising U.S. interest rates could create difficulties for some countries, Blanchard says it would also signal a stronger recovery for the world's largest economy.
Along the way, you may have quite a bit of volatility, but on net, the bottom line remains the same, which is it's good news for the world.
The IMF sees improving global economic conditions in 2014, but only if the world's major economies continue to promote policies that foster near-term growth while cutting long-term debt. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.